You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. A more lighthearted story about higher prices now, not houses, lobster. Yep, lobster prices are higher than ever in New England this summer, thanks to soaring demand with tourists dining out again. That means in some places, a lobster roll, just a roll, not even a whole lobster, will set you back as much as $40. But it doesn't matter. Folks are still willing to line up for a couple hours to get one. At least they are at one lobster shack on the coast of Maine, where even though there's a place across the street with no wait, the line is apparently part of the experience. People are weird. Shannon Mullen went by to check it out.
Picture a roadside shack, bright red, and a line of 40-plus customers stretching down the block and sometimes around the corner. That's Red's Eats on the famous Coastal Route 1 in Wiscasset, Maine, rain or shine, from opening day in spring until it closes in October. Ryan Lewis lives down east in Rockport and got in line with his family after driving past Red's for years.
Whether it took us 2 hours to stay in the line or 30 minutes, doesn't really matter. We just really wanted to check it off the bucket list.
Farther up the line,
you can start to smell it.
Yeah, a little loopy, a little giddy with excitement. You know, it's almost my turn.
Pennsylvanians Lucas Truckenbrode and Emily Bell heard about Red's on TV.
Do you normally enjoy waiting in line?
Not particularly. I don't seek it out.
Okay, so what is it about this line?
That's a great question. I have never waited in a line this long before for anything. But then it was like almost like I committed, you know, and I have to get to the end.
Red's has changed hands a few times in the 81 years it's been serving lobster rolls from this spot. For the last 30 or so, the shack has literally faced its competition, Sprague's Lobster, across the road on a pier overlooking the Sheepscot River. So customers waiting at Red's can see it and how much shorter the line is. New Yorker Isabel Sung wondered how Sprague's stays in business.
Like, they probably get the leftovers from this place.
Not so, says owner Frank Sprague.
We get up to 20, 30, but it happens quicker here.
Sprague says he has more kitchen space than Red's, so the wait stays under an hour.
I would say we're sharing basically the same customer base. Some of them end up coming down here. And
wait, what do they say when they come down here?
What's the deal with that line? A lot of people like standing in line.
Massachusetts native Paul Lang saw the line at Red's and came to Sprague's.
To me, the dynamic over there is that there's a line and there's always a wait, and the perception is there's like Oz at the end of the wait, and it's just like, no, it's lobster on a roll.
The rolls are usually cheaper at Sprague's, depending on market price. $30 the day I went, $36 at Red's. But Red's claims to put more than a whole lobster in every roll, and that it serves a season total of 14.5 tons. Sprague's figures he sells half that, not counting thousands of lobster dinners, not on the menu across the road. Red's serves free popcorn shrimp while you wait and has a posted list of celebrities who've stood in line. Sprague's plays Blues and Zydeco from loudspeakers and offers a free lunch to anyone who arrives on water skis. Locals line up at both. Bucky Holloway from Southport says he's a regular at Sprague's.
We've bought 20 people here when my mom died. We put her ashes on the river and we all came here and chowed down. And it was nice.
Nicole Pelletier grew up in nearby Farmingdale and just tried Red's for the first time.
It's not like any other lobster rolls that we usually have around here because it's just like completely stuffed beyond the brim. So it's definitely worth the wait.
Some say Sprague's feels and smells more like Maine, especially at low tide. Others fly in from as far as Delaware just to go to Red's. Rick Tetrov manages the Wiscasset Regional Airport. He says each week at least a few planes land with folks who also have to rent a car for the 4-mile drive to Red's.
That's a phenomenon. That's for darn sure.
Tetrov says some of them give up on the line and head across the road.
They thought that Sprague's was really good.
Both shacks are family businesses, and Sprague says they're on friendly terms. The current owner of Red's was too busy for an interview, but said by email that there's enough sunshine for everyone to get a tan. In Wiscasset, Maine, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.